The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Day after Labor Day program I've done in the history of this program. It's called The Good Day Show.
Yeah.
Here joining me is Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And also with him is Ken Kessler, who is our social network expert. And I don't think I've been talking about Kim Davis for 27 years, but it seems like it. Kim Davis is the most... the most tweeted name at the moment, because she's in jail. She's the Kentucky clerk that has refused to give marriage licenses to people who are gay because of her religious conviction. So the lawyers say, and they're going to the governor today, to get her out of jail because she shouldn't be there. Listen, why is she in jail? She's just doing what God tells her to do. That's it, pretty much. She has been in jail for a week. And so now what's the next step? An emergency motion has been filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit to free her. How much money do you think this is costing the taxpayers in her county and in the state? Because of her religious convictions.
Well,
I have no problem with her religious convictions. We all have certain convictions. But it interferes with her job. She ought not to have the job. She should be removed from the job. Somebody else should be there instead of spending all of this money, because there is a separation of church and state. End of discussion. End of story. Except when it comes to a lot of input from our listeners, Kenny. Richie, you got something to
say. Locally, they're spending a little bit more money today because there's going to be a march for her.
Yeah.
And Mike Huckabee is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
And they're expecting a large turnout. So kids in the five schools that surround the prison where the demonstrations will be taking place get the day off.
Oh, good. Okay.
So actually, they might be saving a little money.
No, because they're still paying the teachers.
But they don't have to run the buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have to give out the food.
Right, okay.
They should have done it yesterday when there was no school. No,
right,
that
exactly.
Been a great idea.
All right, so what's on Facebook and Twitter? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day on her.
Drew says, is she really too stupid to realize that her options are to do the job according to the law or to get another job? Or is she just enjoying the attention?
That's it. Oh, I think she really believes. I don't want to suggest. I don't know this woman. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt,
right,
and give her due. She believes this. Okay. Swell. She believes it. Then she ought not to have the job. Go get a job doing something else. Work on Mike Huckabee's staff or something, but get out of that job.
Or why don't they have somebody else who will do it? And I think they do. And just when it comes to those licenses, she gets to go, okay,
well,
Bob,
because that's making an exception. She's breaking the law, and she's the office holder. I suppose you could do that if you wanted to not really hold to the law. Nobody else wants to hold to most of the laws in this country anyway, so what's the difference? Separation of church and state, there should be no marriage licenses required. You want to get married? Go get married. Keep the state out.
I'm with you there.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Red says, it seems like the same people who are telling young black teens to do whatever they are told to do by police are saying that a white woman can go ahead and ignore the Supreme Court.
Interesting. Hashtag, I'm with Kim Liberty Rally. Check that out. All right, so what else?
Michael says, the best thing about this story is that GoFundMe and the other crowdfunding sites won't allow cases like hers to be used to raise money.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Separation of church and state? Private practice, private principles, private performance, any or all those things? All right, what else? Got some good comments here. Thank you, folks, for going to Facebook and telling us what you think about these issues. Go ahead.
Carol says, Kim Davis went to jail for refusing to follow the orders of the court, not for her beliefs. She's no better than any others who refuse orders of the court. Not only is she refusing to do the job she's paid to do, she's refusing to allow the other clerks to do their jobs as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't have any problem with that.
I just searched hashtag I'm with Kim Liberty Rally, and I didn't find anything for I'm with Kim Liberty Rally.
What I just
said. But there is a...
Hashtag I'm with Kim Liberty Rally. That's
right.
Anyway, that's what it is.
But there is a hashtag I'm with... somebody created a Twitter account at I'm with Kim. Okay. I'm like, okay, I got to click on this. There's going to be tens of thousands of followers. How many followers do you think she's got?
13.
Okay.
So why all of this attention? What comes? We have a lot of Facebook. We have more comments than that today on our Facebook page. So what's up with this, Kenny? Is it?
I don't know.
Think about it for a second. Why are we giving her all of this time and attention? Why is she the number one thing trending here, there, and everywhere?
The reason this only has 13 followers.
Yeah.
This person claims to be her cellmate. I am with Kim Davis and her. I am her new cellmate, and I couldn't
be
out here.
All right, we've given this woman enough time in this issue. Enough time. 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program coming up. The times they are a changing. In the meantime, think about the millions of American men and women who have been suffering. I don't know if suffer is the right. Isn't it people that lose their hair are suffering?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. My buddy here who has alopecia.
Yeah.
He's suffering.
He is.
It dogs him.
Literally or figuratively? It doesn't bother him physically, but it bothers him emotionally.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I get that. Now, has he tried using Provia?
You know, he's got a medical issue, so I don't know that. We've thought about that, but I might suggest that to him. It's a good idea.
Provia, by the way, if you've not heard, if you're a new listener, we have a number of new listeners to the program today as stations change format and bring in different programs. So hello to all the new listeners. Provia, let me tell you about Provia, the first natural hair thinning treatment. It works on the three main causes of your hair falling out. The cleansing of one's scalp. You look at your skin all over your body, hair is no different, your head's no different, has pores. It happens that the hair grows not on the surface of your scalp, but it grows under your scalp, and it needs the pores to be open for the hair to come through, the hair follicles come through. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. So if you've used really rotten shampoos and greasy things to put in your hair over the years, you've plugged up the pores. That's where the hair's gone. So what you got to do is cleanse it, get the pores open so the hair can grow back. That's what Provia does. You'll love the product. Call 800-525-8319 to either get your hair back or get your money back. So there's nothing at risk here at all other than your looks. It's the first time this kind of a product's been available, and certainly the first time guaranteed or your money back goes with it. So call 800-525-8319. This is a powerful message about a very powerful product. Powerful Provia. Pay for one, get two. The brand new Provia Super Concentrate comes along when you mention Doug Steffen as you call 800-525-8319. And for a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping free as well. Provia. Get that hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
She was excommunicated if she was. All right, so here's the story about the Pope adding more to his shaking up of the church.
Man.
He's going to announce reforms today that will change the way Catholics may annul their marriages. So if you read between the lines here, the story is at DougStefan.com. The process may become simpler, less time-consuming. 28% of Catholics in our country get divorced, get married, have children. It's not any different.
So
although if you have enough money, like
Ted
Kennedy, when he was married to his first wife, has all of his children, basically tells the children by getting an annulment that they're all illegitimate.
Illegitimate, right.
Yeah. And then he goes and marries this other lady. Very nice lady. First wife's a nice lady. She became an alcoholic, having to live with him in the way he was. I don't know if that's... She became an alcoholic. You draw your own conclusion. Anyway, so Teddy Kennedy gave $178,000 to the Catholic Church. And gee, guess what happened? His marriage to his first wife was annulled. So he could get married to the second
wife. So basically
wife.
What they're doing is they're lifting the automatic... appeal to your request, which will just streamline it, and then it'll be quicker to go through. But let's think about this. 28% of all Catholics in the U.S. get divorced, end in divorce, marriages.
Yeah.
Where the national rate is, what, 50%?
Yeah, so you're better off being a Catholic if you're married. Is that the point you're making?
That's what I'm wondering, is if that's the case, or is it just so difficult to get divorced, they just...
Okay, so here's the second question I'm going to ask, and this goes back to what I just talked about with regard to gay marriage. Why is the state, and why is religion involved in your being married? Why? Why? Just get married.
Religion,
why?
Under God, you're united.
Yeah. You can say that
blah,
yourself.
Blah, you're going to make kids.
21 after the hour.
Find now you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Time for our My Three Songs contest. Three different songs, three different artists. What do these songs have in common? Listen to the lyric line very carefully, then call us at 888-302-DOUG. How about, what do these songs have in common? Think the process through. That's Queen. Starting off the list of three songs. Song is called Fat Bottom Girls. Thank you for it.
I love this song.
Yeah. I'm going to annoy a few people with this. Alright, that's song number one by Queen. Next, song Trace Atkins and Honky Tonk Bada Condon. Let me hear how he pronounces this.
Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk?
Badonkadonk.
Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. It's a big crossover hit for Trace back in 2005, riding high on the country pop charts. Got 75,000 downloads as a ringtone. Crank it up, Richie.
It ain't right to hate her for working that money, man.
888-302-3684. Man, this is about politically incorrect.
I should say that this was Jennifer's idea.
This was Jennifer's idea, and she's not even here to follow through on it. I can hear the focus group now grinding.
Well, that song and this next song would be right up Jennifer's alley.
Destiny's Child, Bootylicious, number one hit. Staying on the charts for 19 weeks in 2001. Stevie Nicks shares writing credits on this. Group sampled the guitar.
What'd you just say?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac
wrote this song.
Yeah. Well, they took the beginning of her song.
Oh, they sampled it.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I gotta hear that. Hold on. We didn't play
this. Listen to the very beginning.
Just like the One Wing Girl. Sing the song, sounds like she's singing. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Do we have any women on this contest, or is this all men that are going to answer this?
Look at the phones.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody calm down.
The boys are on top of this one.
Yeah, it's the boys' day. But by the way, I'm underscoring what Kenny just said. This was Jennifer's idea to do this.
Jennifer and Ken and I were sitting around last week just coming up with ideas for our My Three Songs contest.
Uh-huh.
And we were having the best time. And then Jennifer threw this one out. We just started cracking up.
But the obvious one from Sir Mix-a-Lot's not here. Gary, listening in Billings, Montana. Hi, Gary. How are things in Billings today?
Oh, great, great.
That's good. All right, so these three songs, Bootylicious by Destiny's Child, Honky Tonk, Bad Da-Donk-Da-Donk by Trace Adkins, and Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. What do they all have in common?
The female derriere.
Yes, that is true. The song.
Nicely said.
Yeah, that was very nicely put. It's all about women's butts. See, we didn't put this one in because it would have been way too obvious.
This doesn't sound like some
kind of sexist pig program.
Yeah, we probably should save this for Jennifer to come back.
Yeah, right.
Sounds vitalicious.
Well, Gary, we're going to get you something to keep the bugs from vitaliciousing you. Cedar Side Original 100% Organic Bug Spray. We'll send you a sample pack of that, all right?
Great.
What's the big news in Billings today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. The holiday's over. Gotta go back to work.
Back to work. What do you do for work?
Oh, I work for a local municipality. Excuse me.
Yeah. All right. Do a good job. Don't be like everybody else. Go to work. Do your work. Thank you for being here. Hold on a minute. 28 past the hour. That's as much as I'm going to say about this last 5 minutes. It's a good thing it's over.
Now, honey, you can't blame her. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dating goes to the dogs. You know, the world is changing rapidly, and the sign of the times is that pets are commanding more attention in many human relationships. About 62% of U.S. households now have pets. Of those, about 40 million are single people. There are websites for people with pets looking for mates who have pets or at least like them. A recent national survey conducted by a leading pet product manufacturer reported that a majority of people would stop dating someone who didn't like their dog or whom their dog didn't like. I often suggest to single people, if you want to meet someone who has the same interest as you when it comes to animals, perhaps the best place to do that is at the local dog park or volunteer at the local Rescue Humane Society. It's really important when people get together, they have the same beliefs, and loving animals should be one of them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Correct English. Richie, I think we should take that song out of the rotation of Good Day programs because it has ain't in it, and ain't a good word.
You know, I pretty much have to kill every song in our rotation if we are to make everything adhere to that rule, yes.
I don't think that's true at all. The others, some of them, nice.
I ain't so sure.
Yeah, I know you're not. My television report coming up in this half hour. Jennifer is off today. Richie is here. Kenny is here. Excuse me, and I have my allergies to deal with. Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of the many quotes circulating around social media since his death a week ago, said, quote, when you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the dance floor, it's to enjoy each step along the way. This program is here to help you enjoy each day, which is a step along the way to a fulfilling life. I'm hoping that with our stimulating discussion of some of the issues, that you learn something that you wouldn't learn somewhere else, have a chuckle or two based on some of the silly stuff that goes on with the people who are associated with this program, and all in all, have something that adds to your day that you can talk about through the course of the day. That's why I'm not going to talk anymore about Kim Davis. Enough. There's nothing new here. She has her beliefs. She doesn't want to marry people, give them certificates so they can go get married. So if I were the people that think they need a certificate, where does it say in the law that you must have a marriage certificate? Is there a law somewhere that says you must have a marriage certificate? Or does it say...
That's a good question.
I want to know. I want to see the chapter and verse in each state that says you are required by law. It's not a federal law, and I know it isn't local. So is there in each state a requirement? I wish we had Steve Wiseman here, who's our legal scholar, to find out how that actually works, because if it is, it ought to get overturned. We ought not to have the state religion. You ought to get religion involved voluntarily? Swell. Go ahead and do it. But why would you think that you must? It's none of people. This is supposed to be a life of privacy. We're supposed to have privacy. Live our own lives. You hear that? How often do you hear that? live your lives well. How do you live your lives well if you got the government sticking its nose in your business every time you turn around? So, that's some food for thought. Next, the United States of America versus a family that owns the land around Area 51. You're going to love this.
This is great.
The Air Force has given an ultimatum to the owners of the Nevada property that surrounds super secret Area 51. They have been told to take $5.2 million or get into big trouble. We're just going to take the land from you. This is the last best offer. The government says it will seize the property if they don't take the money. So here's the story. Here's the history of this land. Excuse me. There was a mining enterprise there, and the Air Force, when it found this place, as remote as it was in the 1940s, said, yeah, this is a perfect place. We're going to take this land. So they did. They conducted nuclear tests there, which, of course, ruined the mining enterprise. And then when they refused to sell all their land, the mine mysteriously exploded in 1954. The family sued the federal government, ran out of money in 1959, so they never got reparations. They still own the land. Family says they'll reject the deal. Air Force says this is a national security issue. Give me a blanking break. It's a national security issue.
Can't see all those aliens.
To steal land from people. We're talking about thousands of acres of land all around Area 51. These people have had the great-grandparents, the grandparents, the parents, and now the family. Four generations have owned this land.
Right, my question would be this. Is what the government is offering them for
fair?
Their land fair, or even more than fair?
Hmm. I believe that it is fair. More than fair?
No. You owned property out fair. In the middle of nowhere.
Yep, I did. Yep.
It's worth nothing, right?
Well, it was worth it at one point in time when I wasn't very smart. I bought it cheaply. It was worth a couple of $1 million at one point in time. I sold it for about one-fifth of that. I sold it for about what I paid for it 10 years after I bought it.
Yeah.
But at one point in there, when a building was going on, things were great in the mid-2000s, worth a lot of money. At this point, and this land is in Nevada, I believe, but in Area 51 in Nevada? I'm pretty sure it's not in Arizona. But the same, it's the same desert, nothing there stuff that you're talking about, Richie. You know what is the principle of the thing? Maybe $5 million is okay, but it's the take it or leave it attitude. And so much land is being grabbed by the federal government, state governments now. People are losing. We had a case here in Framingham where it went to be adjudicated because the town offered basically there were two lots next to each other. I know this because it came to town meeting, and I'm a town meeting member. So the land in question is probably worth about $400,000, and the town offered them $150,000. They said no. So the town says, okay, we'll give you two, and they said no. It's for all of the appreciation that's done. We fixed up the property. They had all kinds of appraisals done, and they all were about $400,000. Town says, no, $200,000, that's it. Take it or leave it, we'll take it away from you if you don't take this money. So they're still in court, and it's cost us probably four times that much to go to court. Would have just paid them. Hey, come on. What is this? It's all about ego and control and power. These people think the money is theirs. It's not. It's ours. It's my money and your money, not their money. And they screw with it all the time, every day. All right, so there's food for thought. This is a good one. Everybody ready for what I deem is the most important story of the day? Everybody ready?
Lay it on me.
Happens
ready.
That it's in the trending box at actually what's new at DougStephan.com. You can say what you will about California, my second state, adopted state, if you will. But when it comes to my belief about Monsanto, even though I despise the EPA, they've made the right move here. Listen carefully to what the California EPA announced yesterday. They're going to label Roundup as a carcinogen. chemical known to cause cancer. I'll repeat that. Roundup is a chemical known to cause cancer.
I wonder what the ag department right across the hall thinks about that.
The most widely used herbicide in the world causes cancer. Research found that the chemical is probably carcinogenic to humans and animals. And can you imagine what it does to the land? Mother Nature, what is this doing to Mother Nature's land? Research linking the main ingredient, glyphosate, to the decline of monarch butterflies. Scientists increasingly raising new alarms about negative health impact tied to Roundup. Recent studies suggesting that long-term exposure to tiny amounts of Roundup, thousands of times lower than what is allowed in drinking water, for example, could lead to liver disease, cancer disease, kidney disease, cancers we're talking about here. So this is officially a notice of intent to list this pesticide, Roundup, as a carcinogen. So the public can comment through next October 5th. This is under Prop 65, measure voters approved in 1986. Taking them this long, since 86, to figure this out. Yeah.
How do they justify this?
Who?
The government or the EPA has one view on this, and I'm sure the
Monsanto will have an opposite.
Monsanto's probably talking to their buddies over in the ag department going, what are you guys going to do about this?
Yeah, well, the guys in the ag department are guys that worked for them before they went over there.
Right. So, when you have the government kind of fighting with each other.
Right.
Justify that?
They'll have a suit and sue one department, sue another department. You and I will pay for more. And in the meantime, Monsanto sells this stuff all around the world, makes gajillions. The circumstances here are so obvious that it is deplorable. It's taken. It shows you the impact of big money. But they can't deny this stuff anymore because it's so obvious. I believe, that my former wife got her breast cancer as a result of being exposed to this and other items. She used to take this Roundup and go around the house and spray the flower beds around the house where we lived. And I've often thought that this was...
Everybody gets cancer because of all of these chemicals that we have.
So why let them get away with it?
In our world now.
You don't want to have... It's like fluoride. What an outrage that is. This is more outrageous. All right, so you can get the story behind the story at What's New, the What's New box from today's show at DougStefan.com. Up and coming.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit QuickenLoans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies. And that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs. Keeping kids energized with the right foods and fighting colds, tears, and sniffles are a key to a successful September and beyond. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein has his go-tos.
Food that's easy to prepare is everything on those busy mornings. I love the Hot Pockets breakfast bites and snack bites because they're a speedy, satisfying solution for my kids. They're ready to go in just over a minute. And with 7 varieties to choose from, there's something for every child. They can even be a good source of protein, and they don't use artificial flavors.
And with back to school comes end of summer tears. One way to send your little ones off with some love.
Dry those tears and sniffles with Puffs Basic Tissues. They're dermatologist tested to be gentle on skin so your kids can take some of the softness from home with them when they go to school. And for a limited time, specialty Puffs Minions packaging is available in stores, and your kids will love to take these fun designs back to school.
More at videopump.tv.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's Tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Television time now is 47 past the hour on Good Day. This is the anniversary, September the 8th, 1965. An ad appears in the L.A. Daily Variety. The ad was for four characters for insane parts, ages 17 to 21. Boys, 17 to 21. Wanted spirited Ben Franks type. 437 youngsters auditioned for the part in a new television show called The Monkees. Among those who tried out were Stephen Stills, Paul Williams, Danny Hutton, and Charles Manson.
Get out.
The people who won the audition, we now know, Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Peter Tork, and Michael Nesmith. What an interesting group of people. 437.
How would the world be different if Charles Manson would have been one of the monkeys?
Yeah, no kidding.
That would be great.
How do you sing that in jail? Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. So, passings now. A couple of important actors from television shows of years gone
one
by.
12, 1 out of 12, possible 459 suspects there now. 1 out of 12, 1 out of 12, a 415 man with a gun. 1 out of 12, no one. 63, item 483. 1 out of 12,
I get goosebumps listening to that theme. How many of us grew up watching among the classic TV series, Adam 12? And then go back a little bit, 10 years before that, in the 60s, when the show Route 66 was on the air. And what do the two have in common? The actor who was in both of those, a fellow named Martin Milner, Pete Malloy, has come to the end of his watch. Martin Milner passed away over the weekend, survived by his wife of 58 years, as well as his daughter and his sons. They had another daughter that was involved in Adam 12 named Amy. She passed away in 2004. So the death, the passing of Martin Milner, you wouldn't have thought to look at him. He was a pretty healthy-looking soul.
Yeah, he looked good.
And he would have passed away. Also, actress Judy Carn from Laugh-In, 76 years old. Joyce Audrey Botterill came from England. She began her acting career on British television and then came here to audition and became the Sock-A-Toomey gal on Laugh-In. So, interesting combination of characters.
Who else got their start there?
1976. Goldie Hawn gets started.
Goldie Hawn, yeah. Yep.
Okay, Big Brother was the top show on Sunday, but NBC won the night with their NASCAR race. They had a lot of people listening, 12, 13 million people. People love NASCAR, and they more often than not, as we've said here so many times, they just want to watch the crash. How about that?
They're rooting for the guy to win, but...
NBC's doing better in the ratings, that's for sure. 51 past the hour, the report here on Good Day on Television. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you who listen to this program with regularity know how much I want to support and have, in fact, supported new businesses, entrepreneurs, inventors, people who come up with ideas that can help us sustain the American way of life, the American dream. It is, after all about small businesses that become medium-sized businesses, that become large businesses. And so, over the course of the last couple of years, I've had an amalgamation with what we call Dream Big America, a way for us to present some of these people with their ideas. And then we molded that together with My Cool Inventions so that we had the best of the best of the best. And this gentleman is the best of the best of the best. Greg Ely is here. He was the grand winner of our Dream Big America feature last year. He is the sort of innovator who sees a problem and fixes it. He's got a device called the Neck Assist, also known as the Neck and Back Support System, or NABSS, the solution to the discomfort and injury that many of you all too often feel if you're working on devices that are over your head, or you've got focus on sitting in the same seat the same way, neck pain, that sort of thing. This man is here to help explain how this all works. I invited Greg to come on because he was a winner and help us understand the value, the virtue of his Neck Assist. Greg, congratulations. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio and discuss my device.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with you. This come out of something that you needed yourself or somebody you knew needed?
It came out of something that I needed. Back in 2000, I blew out my back, and I'm a construction worker by trade. Back in 2000, I blew out my back, had back surgery, got rear-ended, and had neck injury, and I was still doing construction work, and I was doing overhead work. I'm a painter by trade, so one day I painted like 15 ceilings, and my neck killed me for about a week afterwards, just keeping my head in that tilt back position. So I needed something to support my head while I was still doing work, because I still was doing construction work, so I needed something to help me out, and this is what I came up with.
All right. Greg has a website. I would send all of you there who, if you're like me, Meredith, most people that you know have a back problem or a neck problem or both. So go to neckassist.com, N-E-C-K-A-S-S-I-S-T, neckassist.com, and figure out how to stop this neck pain from wrecking your life. If you get it from your job, if you get it from your hobby, whatever it is, mine comes from the farm probably more than anything else. Meredith rides horses. I'm sure that's part of it there. But you got all kinds of people who are make their living as a plasterer. You are a painter. You do anything that is that requires you being on a ladder up and looking. I mean, I'm sort of now demonstrating it back in my chair, looking up at the ceiling. This is tough stuff. So how have you found it working? You know, obviously, you become a success because it works. How do you measure that? How are you measuring by the number of these items you've sold or what? Tell us how you progressed.
Well, I'm doing it by the number of items I sold, which I've sold a couple to some construction companies, but mostly to, believe it or not, mostly to residential people that been having they've had neck problems or back problems, and they do their work around the house. I mean, the normal people cleaning their gutters or just cleaning their ceiling fans or blinds in the house. So I've sold quite a few just to the residential people, because I did make this not just for the professional, but also for the homeowner as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lightweight, easy to wear, and it literally takes that stress and strain off your neck and head when you're using it and looking up. And as I said before in my pitch, even stargazers would love this thing, because they're always looking up in the skies at the stars, and this thing would just relax their head. They could look all night long if they wanted to.
All right. The other application I'm thinking about is practical. Christmas time, people decorating their trees, installing the lighting up on the top of the tree, can't quite reach up there. There's a lot of that going on, it seems to me. People are washing their windows, putting up curtains, all that sort of thing. It's just natural. It's a natural for it, as far as I can see, Greg.
Yes, it definitely is, and it does. It helps. I mean, I swear by this. It's helped me out, stress and strain off my neck and head and shoulders helps me out. You still get it. This thing doesn't take it totally away. Nothing really.
Well, I'll give you support.
Totally away.
It's support. Yeah. All right, so check out Greg's website, neckassist.com. The pitch is clear. This is something, again, good for, as he described it, what ails you, but also good because he's an American, come up with a good way of creating a career for himself. Check out neckassist.com. Greg Ely, thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.